Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
Well, good evening, everybody, from Bradford High School down here way to the south. We welcome you to high school basketball action tonight on WPGW. It is the Fort Recovery Indians and the Bradford Railroaders. Hi, everybody. I'm Ed Thurman, along with former Fort Recovery head coach Brian Patch. And Coach, a long trip down here. I know now the fans just want the Indians to make it worth their while.
Yeah, I think it's been over 30 years since we've played Bradford, from my understanding, from some of the Fort Recovery faithful. And so if you got to come down here, you might as well come out with a victory, right?
That's the simple thing. Yeah, if you got to travel that far, let's just win. Makes that ride home a whole lot shorter. Well, I'll tell you, the Indians are coming off an impressive win last night on the road, going up to Parkway and winning there by the final score of 50-43. So they are 3-1 on the season. Had a big, big night last night from Cale Ramel, 28 points. But from what you're telling me, they had a nice lead and almost squandered it away there in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we were up almost 20 points at one point, late the third, early fourth, and kind of got a little sloppy, had some turnovers. And then also we missed a lot of free throws that end up making a difference. And then a Barry kid from Parkway went off for six threes in the second half and made things a little interesting.
Well, it could get interesting here tonight because of what you've been telling me about the Railroaders. Is like they run like a railroad at times, and they are not afraid to put it up, and they like to play in the 80s. So if that's the case, we're going to start off with a basketball game and then watch a track meet at the end.
Yeah, from talking to a couple head coaches down here that I know in the area, they said it kind of reminds them of the old UNLV Loyola Marymount days where, you know, if you recall those days in the 90s where defense is kind of optional.
Yeah.
But offense is very optional. They like to get it up and down and shoot the three a lot, get in transition. And so as long as we can take care of the ball and, you know, work on getting back in transition and make them go against a set defense, and hopefully we can get some easy looks for ourselves.
So. Well, if you're talking Loyola Marymount, Hank Gathers days, 145 to 120, and that was regulation. I hope I took my vitamins this morning because I might need them for this broadcast. This is the type of game, though, where, all right, you played a conference game last night, and let's face it, when you have a back-to-back, your conference game is the most important. But you don't want to forget about that second night, which, you know, may not be a conference game, but it's just as important because it's on the schedule. You want to win.
Absolutely. And like I say, you know, our philosophy has always been a Fort Recovery, and it was, you know, that way before I got there. We continued it, and Coach Leverett will as well. And that is, you always worry about Friday night first and foremost, and then you'll take care of Saturday morning on the shoot around. And, you know, that's when they first started talking about Bradford was today. And so, not that you want to end the weekend with a loss and not worry about it, but you got to focus, you know, your main part of Monday through Thursday on the conference opponent. And so, I know Coach Loretta has watched him play, and he has a good scouting report on him, and we'll be prepared and ready to go.
So. Well, I know you don't want to lose that one because then that kind of leaves a bad taste in your mouth for like 4 or 5 days in a row, and that does not taste well.
No, it does not. You know, anytime you lose, it doesn't play, you know, well. And that was, I think, the great thing about Friday night with Tuesday's loss to a good Fort Laramie team, and we didn't shoot the ball very well in that game and missed some good opportunities, especially from the free throw line. And you know, those free throws still kind of hurt us on Friday, but we shot the ball a lot better from the floor. I think we ended up almost a better three-point percentage we did free throws. And so, you know, it only took a couple days, and we were right back in it. So, like you say, now, if we don't play well, you know, the kids and the coaches more so will have to stew on that for a few extra days.
Well, if the junior varsity is any indication of the varsity play, look out, because the JV team tonight started off early and just got better, and they ran away with their game, winning 76-35. You rarely see 70 points in a junior varsity game, but I mean, they were just cooking from everywhere.
Yeah, and you know, that's a team for us that's all freshmen and sophomores, and you know, they're shooting the ball really well. We have some freshmen down there that can absolutely stroke the ball, and they got good looks. They move the ball well together as a team. They look for each other. They make all the right basketball plays that you want to see as a coach, and so you know, they have the hustle guys, and we were just clicking tonight, and it looked really good.
One thing I've noted about the Railroaders is that they I'm not saying have the exact same height as Fort Recovery, and Fort Recovery is blessed with a lot of height this year. But, I mean, they've got height, and so it won't be a dominance like I've seen a couple of times for Fort Recovery this year, where that height was just, well, against South Adams a couple of weeks ago, they just absolutely dominated the boards. That won't be the case tonight.
No, you know, South Adams game was one of those unique games. You know, I think I told you in that game in Ohio, that's just kind of how everyone's built. Mm-hmm. You know, every team has a 6'4", 6'5", kid, 6'6", kid, and usually multiple ones. You know, we're blessed to have that same size. You know, and looking out here, they look very athletic. And if you're scoring 80 points a game, you have to be athletic and skilled at the same time. So it should be a great one tonight.
All right, we're hoping so. Well, tonight it is Fort Recovery and Bradford down here south, and we hope you'll stick around. We'll take a further look and get you set for tonight's game after these words from J Country 101.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to consistently guard your castle? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance with even a better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a SimpliSafe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details and let's get your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
A lot of land comes with a lot of work. The Kubota MX Series has a lot to offer. Part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup, rated number one for reliability, they feature the versatility to mow, move hay bales, grade roads, and clear brush and snow. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Kelp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Sleep Lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose a perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, you can run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. The Kubota B-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Final strands of our national anthem here at Bradford High School as we get set for action here tonight. Hey, good luck, Railroad. Go luck. Good luck to the Indians against the Railroaders tonight. That is from Dr. Thomas Banta in Portland. He and his staff, which includes several Fort Recovery grads, they want to wish the Indians the best of luck tonight. Good luck from Dr. Thomas Banta with his dental location on the west side of Portland. Looking at the starting lineups for the Indians tonight, they'll be starting Landon Post, 6-foot senior, had a good game last night. They also will go with Troy Holman at a guard spot. Troy, the 6-foot junior. They also go with Rex Leveretz, 6'4 junior inside. And then they're really big guys inside. They'll go with number 21, Daniel Patch, 6'7 senior. And also Cale Rammel, 6'5 senior, who went off for 28 points last night for the Fort Recovery Indians. Well, for the Railroaders of Bradford High School, their starting lineup looks like this. They'll go with Landon Monin. Monin is a 5'11" senior. Uh-oh, and here go the lights. Wait till we get the flashlights up. They also will start off Owen Cannon. Cannon is a 5'9" sophomore. They go with Hudson Hill. He is a 6-foot junior. They also start Parker Davidson. Parker Davidson is a 6'3 senior. And their main gun is, one of their main guns is Landon Willis. Willis is a 6'4" junior. The Railroaders are coached by Jay Hall and come in here. I'm told they're undefeated, at least here at home this year. Don't have their exact overall record, but, you know, Brian, I know they got to be good from what you're telling me. They've got height, they've got experience. When you're running and gunning like they do, they are successful. They are good.
Yeah, and I know the expectations are that they're going to have a good year this year. They beat Ansonia last night, who we know from experience is pretty good. That game for us last year went into overtime. They have a lot of athletic kids with some skills, and so if you can beat an Ansonia team, a conference opponent for them, you know, we know they're pretty good. So,
all right. The Indians in their traveling purple uniforms with the white and gold trim, and the Railroaders of Bradford in their home white uniforms with the orange and black. Well, take your vitamins if it's a track meet. Let's get set here. We got the 100-yard dash coming up for about the next 40 minutes. All right, here we go. JV goes to the Indians tonight. They win that one 76-35. And it is Landon Willis going up against Cole Rammel. Here is the opening tip. It is controlled by the Railroaders, and this game is underway. Indians come out here and look to go. They want to go with that zone. They'll kick it inside, back out in front. They didn't just take one dribble and throw it up, which almost surprised me the way you were telling me about it, Brian, but yeah. We'll see.
Maybe I'm a little shocked myself right now.
Yeah, you know, they just got to adapt to the defense, I guess. Near side with it is Hill. Hill goes down so he goes far side. Here's a long three. It is no good by Cannon. And the rebound actually hit the guy wire. They didn't stop play, but the Indians got the rebound, so it doesn't matter. Here are the Indians with the basketball. And Patch on the near side looks on the perimeter, goes across the way over to Leverett. They work it. They'll go crossways over to Holman. Holman showing some patience. They'll work it out front. And now near side over to Post. Post looking. Now driving with it is Rammel. Rammel can't get a shot. Spins to the hole, though, and puts it in.
Great pass inside, and we got what we wanted. Kel Rammel inside on an ISO.
First quarter tonight being brought to you by Calp Pharmacy in downtown Fort Recovery. It's 2-0 Indians here at Bradford. We're just underway. Out in front, and well, I tell you, they look like they've never seen a zone before. At least not one like this. Here's a long three. No good. Deep rebound comes away to the Indians. Bringing it up quickly. Here's Holman. He's going to take it all the way down. Leans inside. Got slapped. No call. Apparently it was the ball that hit him in the face. Rebound comes off to Bradford. They will drive down. Pass goes down to the far side, then taken away by the Indians. Patch comes away with the ball. Now they'll want to slow it down, and Ramble's just going to walk it up the floor. Both teams.
This is more our pace right here.
Yeah, both teams played last night, so they'd like to save up some of that energy that they used last night. Indians with it out front. It's 2-0. The Indians lead with the basketball. They'll bring it around to Patch. Patch lobs it down. Here's a baseline jumper. That's no good. Rebound, though, picked up by Rammel. Turns around, missed the inside shot. Rebound now taken away by Bradford, and a foul that's going to be called against Fort Recovery. And they're going to call that one against Rammel.
Ooh, I don't think that was on Kell. That was more on Rex.
Well, they signaled 22.
I know they did, but they can mess up once in a while, too.
Well, really?
Despite what they may think.
Coaches never think that, do they? Lob pass. There's a reverse layup up and in. Nicely done there. That is by Owen Cannon, their sophomore guard, and we are tied at 2. 5 minutes, 40 seconds to go, opening quarter. First quarter brought to you by Count Pharmacy. Here's a lob pass down low, inside shot. Good! Count it, and put Rammel at the line.
Nice pass by Landon Post, and right now we have a great advantage. Kel Rammel's being guarded by a 5'11 young man, and that's a matchup we want to exploit all night long.
I'm going to say 5'11 versus 6'5. I like the 6'5 advantage.
And so does the Indians right now.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a mathematician, but
Kel Rammel has all 5 of our points.
He does. 5-2. Indians lead here in the first quarter. Pressure as the Railroaders try to bring it up the court. They'll lob it into the middle. No backdoor play. They bring it out in front to Cannon. Cannon can't get a shot away. Gets it off inside to Monin. And a slap. And we got a foul against the Indians. And they called that one a leverette. I had to wait and see if they called that a 12 or a 22. It was a 12, so that is the foul on Leverett. His first, team second. Inbounds pass. Comes out in front to Cannon. Cannon gives it off in the corner. Gets it right back now. Cannon looks to drive. Takes it toward the paint. Turns around. Swings it out in front. Gets it off to Davidson. Davidson now goes back. Here's a drive. Looking. Nice little move inside. And Monin gets the basket. Banked it home after letting the defender go by him. 5-4. The Indians with a one-point lead. 4:55 to go in the opening quarter. Out front with it is Patch. Patch turns, goes far side over to Post. And now Post went on the perimeter, lets a long one fly, and it's stuck. Stuck ball between the rim and the backboard. That's simply, that's just an exchange possession. Possession arrow, fortunately for the Indians, points their way.
I don't know if I've seen that in a while.
You know,
get wedged in like that.
I think it's about the fourth time I've seen that this season already. Normally, you see it maybe about two or three times in the season. Here's a bad pass by the Indians, and they just threw it away. Just threw it by Rammel, a little off balance, I guess. Couldn't get it, and it just very weakly rolled out of bounds. Nobody could touch it.
Yeah, Troy let him a little bit too much outside, and y'all just couldn't get to it.
So for the Railroaders, they now bring in Tucker Miller, a 6'2 junior, at one of their forward spots. Far side, it goes over to Davidson, and Davidson brings it out. Here's a drive to the hole. Shot no good by Hill, but he's fouled. And the whistle is becoming a real enemy of the Indians early in the game. Give that one to Rex Leverett. Now Leverett gets his second, team's third. Free throws are coming here for Hudson Hill. He's a left-hander, puts it up, and hits it. His first point and ties the game at 5-5.
And junior Reese Guggenmiller checks in and replaces Rex with 2 fouls.
You don't want to see him get a bunch of fouls, especially in the first 4 minutes of the game. Here's the second shot. It is up, and it is also good. So Hill puts the home team in front for the first time. Bradford leads 6-5. Indians with it out in front. Bringing it near side is Rammel. Rammel brings it around all the way to the baseline. Swings it out in front to Patch. Now back to Rammel. Let's go a three. Couldn't get it. Got his own rebound in the corner. Turns around. Shovels it out front to Patch. Patch from the high post. Gives it over on the far side. Turns, looks, and gets it over to Holman. Holman back in front to Patch. And Patch, one dribble. Nowhere to go with it. Far side, it goes out to Guggenmiller. He'll drive inside. Kick it out. Turning, they go, here is Post, and he just traveled. Made a little head fake and shuffled his feet as he tried to get to the basket. And the turnover will give it right back to Bradford. Bradford leads 6-5. We have 3:55 to go here in the opening quarter, being brought to you by Count Pharmacy. Here are the Railroaders on the attack, and it's Monin. Monin out in front to Cannon. Cannon turns, can't shoot. Now they go left side, right side. Monin can't go. Down low they go inside. And putting it up and in was Tucker Miller. His first 2, and it's 8-5 in favor of Bradford. Indians have gone cold last couple of minutes. Here's a pass to the far side. Post looks from the far side. Nowhere to go. Out to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller near side over to Homan. Homan on the dribble. Into the corner. They go down low to Patch. He's double-teamed. Triple-teamed. Swings it out. It's stolen away by Bradford. Here they come on a fast break. Now they'll have to slow it down. Nope. They're going to go inside a running shot. No good. Rebound pulled down inside. That is Davidson. He lost the ball. Picked away inside by the Indians. Here we go the other way. Now the tempo's picking up. Here is Rammel out front. Goes far side. Guggenbiller a three. It won't go. Rebounded by the Railroaders. They'll go up court quickly. They'll get it across to Davidson. Davidson out. Here's a long three. Short off the rim. Rebounded by Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller for Fort Recovery. Brings it on ahead. Patch. Now it goes far side to Homan. To Patch. A three. No good. Rebound inside. Picking it up. Putting up the shot and getting it. And a nice move by Troy Homan.
Nice reverse layup by Troy, and Bradford's quickly down the floor.
8-7, quickly down, and quickly they score. And that was done there, and I mean in a heartbeat, by Hudson Hill. Makes it a 10-7 ball game.
This is that track meet we were warned about.
Yep, it's picking up. You can tell the tempo has shifted into higher gear. Maybe not highest, but higher. Here's a drive to the basket by the Indians. Cut off, out to Patch. Patch swings it down and low to Homan. He turns to make it to up, no good. Rebound back up by Rammel, and he gets it.
Way to stay with it by Kel Rammel. Second chance opportunities right there.
He's got 7 points. It's a 10-9 ball game. 1 point lead for Bradford. The Railroaders with it out in front. And with it is Cannon. Cannon to the near side. Gets it off to Hill. And Hill back to Cannon. Goes down. Reverse layup. Got it again. He likes that play. We got a timeout by Fort Recovery. Minute 34 to go in the first quarter. Your first quarter is being brought to you by the good folks at Count Pharmacy in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Count Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Seat Lift Chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose a perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Well, inbounding it real quickly, and down they go to Cale Rammel, and he gets two more. He's got 9 points. It's a two-point lead for the Indians now at 14-12. And
I don't think that's right.
I don't think so either. Drive down and a score up and in, and give that basket to Alex Dews.
I think it's 13-12 us now.
Yeah, I was going to say that looked wrong, and yep, now they got it corrected. Indians take the lead back on that one by Dews, and it is 13-12. Here are the Railroaders driving. They'll kick it out, but we had some contact and a foul. Foul against the Indians. I think they nailed Homan on that one. Homan will get his first foul, and that will be team foul number 4 against Fort Recovery. In they go right away. I mean, they throw it in there. And it didn't take long at all. And just like that, the lead goes back to Bradford. 14-13, your score. Indians now look for the last shot of the first quarter. Out in front, and Post took an extra step.
That's twice Lane has got caught, taken off without the ball. So,
you know, sometimes some officials will give you that little split second. Most times they won't, though. And he got nailed on both of them.
He's got to be able to adjust it as the game goes on. So,
all right, here is Bradford with the ball, looking for the last shot. 20 seconds and counting in the quarter. The Railroaders lead by one. They'll work it out front, down to 15 seconds. Out front with it is Cannon, and Cannon looks into the middle. They give it off to their big guy, Miller. Now back to Cannon. He's in trouble. Ball out front, down to three, down to two. They'll get a shot away. It bounds. Oh, went in. The ball went in. Give the basket to Parker Davidson. And so at the end of one quarter, it is Bradford 16 and Fort Recovery 13. Your first quarter brought to you by Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Seat Lift Chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from, and we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose a perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Well, one quarter in the books, and Fort Recovery had a lead early, but back came the Railroaders of Bradford, and it's their tempo, and they're so quick getting it down around the paint area and getting a shot off, and that's why they're in the lead. The one guy they can't stop, though, is Kale Rammel.
No, they can, and, you know, we need a lot of Kale tonight, it looks like, and the other part of it is, you know, Coach Lovett's a little upset, you can tell, in the huddle with our defense. We know that Bradford can get up and down and score, but it also helps when our effort on the defensive end is really not locked in right now, so he's got to be a little upset with that.
Well, the Indians will be, let's see, no, it's going to be now you got me doing it, not Parkway, Bradford, they've got the ball to start off quarter number two. Second quarter tonight being brought to you by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery, proud to support the Indians. So here we go. 16-13 is your score as we start quarter number two here at Bradford. Here's a backdoor play. Knocked around, picked back up out in front by Cannon. Cannon swings it down low inside, muscling it up and muscling it in. Is Landon Wills, who just came in, his first points. And it is now 18-13 as Bradford opens up a five-point advantage. Indians with it. Here is Post on the far side. Swings it out in front. Gets it over to Toby. Toby to the near side. Now gets it right back. Top of the circle. They'll give it over to Alex Dews. And Dews will drive. Give it off to Guggenbiller. They're going much smaller out there now. They've got basically four guards and one big guy. Inside they go. Muscling the shot up was no good. The rebound, though, up no good. The rebound again going up no, but a foul.
Nice job by Landon Post staying with it. We had a great inside post pass by Daniel, to Daniel, I should say. And I up here, it looked like he may have got fouled with some arms coming down on him and no foul. But Landon was able to work the glass and go to the free throw line.
Zage Hartleman gets the foul for Bradford. And Landon Post gets his first point of the game. Early in the second quarter, it is 18-14, Bradford leading. Second shot up and no good. Post could not get them both. Rebound of the Railroaders, and here is Cannon racing down the floor all the way to the paint. Swings it down low, turns around. They get it back out front. They'll lob it out in front to Davidson. Davidson down. Here's a shot, and a bank shot up and in. Give that one to Zage Harleman. They use everybody on their roster, I can tell you that right now. They keep switching like crazy, and they all shoot and score. Here is Guggenbiller for the Indians. Near side off to Post, and Post will look from the near side. Gets it on down to Patch. Back to Post. Now it's far side Guggenbiller, a three. Got it!
Reese Guggenbiller with the three. Great ball movement for the Indians, and that's what they need. Get it inside, get it out, and reverse the ball.
Draws them within one at 20-19. Here's a drive the other way. Pass down low inside to Wills, and he can't shoot. Out in front, driving. Here's a wild shot. Good. Count it. And he'll be at the line.
They have to be shooting a high percentage right now because anything they throw up, a good shot or a bad shot's going in.
Of course, look where most of them are within about 5 feet of the basket, too.
That helps, too.
Sure does. So to the free throw line is Harlem, and he just came in to start the quarter and already with 4 points and shooting for five and misses it badly.
Wow.
That was wide right. That never hit the rim. That's something you might see at elementary, but not at the high school level anymore.
Now when you're finishing shots out of rate, they are
no guarded. Wow, that surprised me. All right, well, Indians get the ball. They trail by three, 22-19. Driving all the way down his post, goes down low, knocked away and stolen from Rammel. Off to the races, ball is loose, picked up by the Indians. Rammel comes away with it, on down to Post, drives to the hoop, leans in, fires, misses,
fight for the rebound, loose on the floor, out of bounds. They'll give it to Fort Recovery.
It's more than a track meet. My gosh, it's like the Indy 500 and everybody's spinning. They'll be thrown in from the baseline. Post, looks, finally gets it to Rammel. He's inside, spins around, goes up, scores.
Those have got to be fouls when arms are coming down on him. Kell's doing a great job of powering up through him. But
that should have been an and one.
Yep, absolutely.
Here's a drive the other way, and the shot is no good. And the rebound by the Indians, as Cannon could not get that one to go. They're really slow on the scoreboard, too. It's actually 22-21. Here's a shot from the side, no good by the Indians. Rebounded. Here's Rammel back up. There he did get fouled. There on the putback, he did get fouled. And I think somebody needs to tell the scoreboard that it is wrong because it should be 22-21.
Yeah.
Foul was called. Let's see. They called that against Landon Wills, his first. Free throw is no good. One more. 22-21 is the actual score. They have not put up that last basket by Rammel. Now, I think someone's got their attention. The officials are coming over and saying, you better count the numbers there because they don't add up.
Yeah, Coach Leverett just asked our scorekeeper if they would check the score to make sure it's right because they didn't think it was.
So they're going to have to because Cale Rammel, as he has 11.
Should be 22-21.
Now, while they're adding it up, they're going to let both teams go to the bench. This is an official's timeout. It should be 22-21, and Rammel should have one more free throw with a chance to tie it up. I mean, I looked up before he got that shot, it was 22-19. He scored. They came all the way down, came all the way back, and no points had been put up.
Yeah, they've been slow on the scoreboard the whole night.
Yeah.
So.
Let's say, I've kept score on too many games over the years. I usually am real close, and I know this isn't right, so I'm just waiting for them to do it. I do think they will find that it's 22-21. It should be. And they still haven't put it up there, though. Now the Indians, both teams are going back to the foul line. And they still have not put up the right score. It was 16-13 into the quarter.
Well, and the bad part is the home team is the official book, so whatever they have is what you have to go with.
Well, now the second shot by Rammel's good, which makes it 22-20 according to the scoreboard. You and I both agree. Here's a steal at the other end. Rammel off to the races. He's going right to the board, scores, and put him at the line. Cale Rammel apparently got mad because they didn't put his basket up there, so he said, I'm going to go get another one, and did. So, to be honest, folks, it ought to be 24-22 Fort Recovery.
Yeah. I mean, there's no words for that. I don't know how you missed that. You're sitting there at the scores table. You got one job.
Yeah.
And can't do it.
Rammel hits the free throw. So he's got a bunch. Depending on how you count them, I've got him with 15. Now, this puts the Indians back in the lead, 23-22, according to the scoreboard. I've got a 25-22. Here's a long three. It is no good. Rebound, and Cale Rammel takes it again.
Kell might just take this game over at this point.
Well, he's doing a good job right now, and even if they won't give him all his points. There's a pass down to Patch across the way, driving inside. Nowhere to go. Here's a shot on the way. No, and the rebound comes off to Bradford as Holman just could not get that one to go and had no one to throw it to. Ball knocked loose, put it up and missed inside, and the rebound to the Indians. Point blank check, shot by Tucker Miller wouldn't go. Here they go down on the far side. Rammel. Rammel looks to go inside. Turns. Lost it. Gets it right back. Swings it near side to Patch, who fires. Can't get it. Rebound inside by the Indians. Back up. And in. And give the basket inside there to Post. So
Landon
Post.
Great effort by Landon.
So it's at least a 3, if not a 5-point lead. This is strange. Strange. Here's a drive. Player falls down, loses the ball. Picked up by the Indians. On down to Rammel. Rammel will stop.
feeds it down low, inside, shot on the way, no, tipped out, picked up by the Railroaders. Here comes Bradford, drive to the hole, shot missed at the other end, rebounded by Rammel again. Rammel may have a quadruple-double tonight, the rate he's going. He is just owning the play right now. Now he's going to slow it down as he walks it into the front court so everybody can get their breath. Near side to Patch and over to Post on the near side. Back out front, Patch goes far side. Driving the baseline is Guggenbiller. That threw it away. Picked off here is Cannon. He's going to drive it all the way down, turn around. Whoa, now we're going to have a foul on Guggenbiller. Reaching for the ball just as the man turned around, and there was contact. So yeah. Guggenbiller will get the foul.
That's one of those plays where you turn it over and you don't want to turn around and make another mistake, compound it. He just did that.
Team sixth, so no 1-1 yet. And Bradford will throw it in from the baseline. They will get it in, and here's Cannon. He'll kick it right out front. They come around near side. Driving is Davidson and puts it in. Davidson with his fourth point.
He's a nice player for the lefty, 6'4 senior.
Very smooth in his moves. Patch goes into the corner, bringing it back out front. Looking is Guggenbiller. Lobs it inside to Rammel. Rammel drives, goes over. Here's a five-footer put up and in by Dews. Alex Dews with his fourth point. 27-24 according to the scoreboard. 29-24 for most of us. This is going to be hard all night doing that. Here's a shot, no good. Rebound picked up by the Indians. Brian Patch will get it ahead to Rammel. You got a feeling they're going to figure this out about halftime. And here's a lob pass on down. Rammel inside, puts it up. No, knocked away. There's a lot of contact. Rebound comes off to Davidson. Throws it far side. Here's a drive going into the lane. Back out front, Davidson. He'll pop a long one. It will be no good. Guggenbiller has it. Ball loose, picked up for the Indians. Bodies flying all over the place. And now it goes ahead to Rammel. And Rammel at the top of the key looks down the lane, drives it that way, turns around, double team, triple team, and finally fouled. And they knocked him to the floor.
Right now you got both faithfuls upset officials. That's not a good night for them.
I think they finally fixed the score.
They did get the score right now. They did finally put up the 2 points. 27-24 is the correct score.
Good.
Hey, we were right.
I knew we couldn't be wrong. Not both of us.
You know, two great minds have to think alike. All right. The foul was only the fifth team foul against Bradford. So the Indians will take it out from the baseline. Here's the lob. They go into Rammel. He turns, goes up strong. No, but he gets fouled again. At this rate, he may foul out the entire team.
Yeah, we're okay with that right now. I mean, we have an advantage in there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, their biggest guy is out on Daniel, who's on the perimeter, who can hit some shots. He's not right now, but last night he hit three threes for us. So, you know, they're bringing him out on, you know, that draws their big guy out. So that leaves Kel with a great matchup.
Rammel's got 15 points. And now they need some, need a towel to wipe off the ball, probably.
This literally happened yesterday.
Oh, just when you think you've seen it all at a ball game, you see something else. Rammel misses the free throw. He'll have one more. A minute and 56 seconds to go here in the first half. Fort Recovery leads Bradford 27-24. Action tonight on WPGWFM, Portland, Indiana. Rammel hits the second one. He has 16, and it's 28-24, and now it's official. The score is right. As they finally have gotten it all added up. Out front with it is Cannon, and Cannon looks inside, won't take the shot, feeds it down low, almost thrown away. They keep it into the corner. Hill can't get a shot, goes down. Here's a reverse layup, though, by Willis, up and in. Willis with his fourth point, 28-26. Neither team going away, I can tell you that. These teams are pretty even. They are so different, but yet their strengths just match up against each other really well. Indians with the basketball. Post goes across to Patch. Lobs in the corner to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller tries to drive the baseline. Stepped on the baseline. He was being guarded closely, and just as he kind of stuck his leg back to get some balance, he was out of bounds.
Yeah, he caught it too low to begin with. You'd never want to be that low, because if you do drive left, you're out of bounds like you just said. So yep. He's got to slide up a little higher on the lane.
Just over a minute to go in the first half. It's a two-point game. Bradford with the ball. Out in front with it is Owen Cannon. Cannon, left-hand dribble. Now goes across the way, top of the key to Davidson. Here's a jump around the front, and he got it. Davidson with two more and ties it up. That is our fourth tie of the night. We've also had four lead changes. Under a minute, let's see if the Indians want to hold for the last shot. They'll have to do so for 45 seconds. Guggenbiller goes across to Post. Post, way over on the far side. Goes down low. They get it to Rammel. Triple teamed. Now near side, Patch will shoot a three. Can't get it. Rebound, Rammel. Pumps, goes up, gets fouled. That little pump move got two men off their feet. And then he just ran in, and pick your poison as to who's the foul is going to be on. And they will charge that one to Harleman, his second. Oh, free throw is no good by Rammel. 28-28 the score with 30.7 seconds to go in this second quarter. Second quarter being brought to you by K&L Tractor. If you need new equipment for next spring, go see K&L. Second one is good. Rammel gives the Indians a one-point lead. Now let's see if the Railroaders go for the last shot. Here's Davidson. He has the ball knocked away. It's picked up by Cannon. The ball's knocked away again, picked up by Fort Recovery. Post off to the races. He goes down near side. Now turns, gets it out front. Holman at the top of the key. Down to 12. They go in the corner, a three there. No good. Rebound, Rammel. Rammel down to 7 seconds. Rammel looking down to 5. They'll get it back to him. Down to 3. And he's not going to get a shot away. They'll throw one up, and it's no good. And that's the end of the first half. Didn't do a real good job of clock management there and knowing where they were at or how much time was left. And so they didn't get a good last shot.
No, we didn't get organized in that last 13 seconds. We kind of finished it a little helter-skelter there. But coming down, taking a one-point lead in the halftime, for a team we don't know a ton about, know a little bit about, and a team that likes to score in the 80s, I think Coach Leverett has to be happy with this.
Well, if you figure, each half, they have 28 at halftime. That would be 56, or about 25 below their average. So, yeah, your defense is doing a decent job. We are at halftime here at Bradford tonight. Fort Recovery has a one-point lead on the Bradford Railroaders, 29-28. Your second quarter was brought to you this evening by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to somebody in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with a lot of your neighbors and helped solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got a unique solution. We're your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Taking care of you. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Kelp Pharmacy and locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Sleep Lift Chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Well, back at Bradford High School, where at halftime, it is Fort Recovery leading the Bradford Railroaders 29-28. And how many people have we had come up here and ask, is that score really right? We were right, though. We were right.
Yeah, we were correct. Scoreboard wasn't. I think a lot of people are still kind of disbelief about the score.
Yeah. They finally got it caught up, and it is right. 29-28, and Fort Recovery leads. Here's a look at your first half scoring. And when you start with Fort Recovery, wow, you got a men among boys. Cale Rammel, 17 points. 17 of the 29 points for the Indians in the first half. 4 points off the bench for Alex Dews. A three-pointer for Reese Guggenmiller. Also a three-point play for Landon Post. And 2 points for Troy Holman. That's it. But it's good enough to lead. When you look at the Bradford Railroaders, they've got a lot of balance. Their leading scorer is Parker Davidson. He only has six. But then 4 points for Zage Harleman, 4 points for Hudson Hill, 4 points for Owen Cannon, 4 points for Tucker Miller, 4 points for Landon Willis, and two for Landon Monin. So they spread it out, 6, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, and 2. But that's where we stand at halftime, 29-28. It may not be the track meet we thought we were going to see. We may have seen glimpses of it, but it's a physical game nonetheless. And the one thing that I can see is that I don't think that Bradford can play as physical down low as the Indians, because the two-man combination of Brian Patch and Cale Rammel, they just can't handle. One, they could. Two, I don't think so.
No, and, you know, right now, Kel has the advantage here. You know, he has 17. You know, he's always going to get his points. It's going to be hard to stop him from getting his because he's too good of a player, and he'll find the mismatch. And our guys look for him, and they do a great job of finding him. You know, right now, you know, up until this point this year, Landon Post has been that kid to step up and get us kind of those secondary points for us. Last night, Daniel did, scoring 10, hitting three threes. You know, tonight, right now, it's going to be interesting to see who that second or third guy that steps in and tries to get some points for us to kind of help lessen the load for Kel.
And, you know, you can't really fault the defense. They're putting two and three guys on him. There were times down there he's battling three players and yet getting the rebound, getting the score, and getting fouled.
Yeah, you know, they're trying. The good thing about it for us is they're trying to do it with 5'11 guys. You know, and part of that's because Daniel's on the floor, and that 6'4 guy who has some size for them is outmatched up with him. Plus, he's also their best player. And, you know, Daniel's not going to beat you off the bounce. And so for them, they may be thinking this is a coaching strategy where he can take his breaks on defense a little bit more because he doesn't have to, you know, run as hard guarding someone on the perimeter as a guard. But at the same time, it's drawing their big kid out. And so, you know, right now we're okay with that because Kel can go to town and get his points. So
the main thing worried me early on were the fouling. Rex Leverett got two very quick fouls in that first quarter, and we haven't seen him since. I think he had two fouls in the first 3 minutes.
Yeah, I think at that point when you had said something, I think it was 4:12 to go on the clock when he came out. You know, right now we're okay. You know, we have some other guys. We have some depth. Alex Deuce gave us 4 points in his minutes. Riggs Toby has done a nice job defensively. And Reese Guggenmiller has done a good job. So, you know, coach didn't really have to roll the dice and throw Rex back in there because our bench guys have stepped up and give us good minutes.
Depth is a luxury, isn't it?
Absolutely. Never have enough.
That's for sure. Halftime here at Bradford, and it is 29-28. The Fort Recovery Indians lead will return in just a couple of minutes here on Jay Country 101 WPGW Portland.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Kelp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Seat Lift Chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from, and we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose a perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Halftime here at Bradford High School, and it is a good one. 29-28 is your score at the half. The Fort Recovery Indians leading the Bradford Railroaders. That first half saw four ties, four lead changes, and one long look at the scoring book. That still amazes me that they took that long to figure out the score. Like you said, the man has one job to do. And I know you can get caught up in these games. I get caught up in the games. You do, too. But you got a job to do.
Well, and the other part was the officials came over to them because Coach Loverett said, hey, the score's not right. You got to go check it out. Mm-hmm. So they came over, stopped the game, and they still couldn't figure out the score was wrong. You know, that's the part was you stopped the game for about 2 minutes to add up those numbers, and we couldn't get that part figured out. It wasn't until, and I don't even know how they figured it out, because they kept playing.
Yeah. I think maybe they cross-check somebody else's scoring or something, but they got it right finally. I mean, give them credit. They stayed with it and got it right, and that's where we sit right now. The correct score of 29-28, and the Indians lead the Railroaders here in Bradford this evening. Well, don't forget, when you're on your way home tonight, you might watch out. It was a little foggy coming down here tonight. No, it was a lot foggy the way I came, but it's kind of, I'll be glad to get this fog out of the way. I think I'd rather fight snow than fog.
Me too. This was our Tuesday night. Yeah. You know, that's why we had 2-3 hour delays this week. Just because it was bad out, and we had struggled coming home from Fort Laramie, and I think we're probably going to struggle to come home tonight from Bradford.
Yeah, could be. All right, here we go with the second half. No fog here in the gym, and here we go. Indians have the ball to start that third quarter. Third quarter being brought to you by Cooper Farms. See them for employment opportunities and also to market your soybeans and your corn at Cooper Farms. Indians with it, and they spread it out as this looks like, what, a 2-3 zone now that that Bradford has gone to. They will lob it down low, though. Here is Rammel. Rammel double team into the corner. A three on the way is no good by Leverett. Rebound comes off to the Railroaders, and a long down court pass to the hole, and they get a quick lay in. Well, they got the ball ahead to Mon, and he hits it. And just like that, the lead goes back to Bradford at 30-29. We're just underway, third quarter. Post on the near side for the Indians. Into the corner, Rammel pops a long one. It's no good. Rebound comes away to the Railroaders. And back they come again. One and done. You got to get some rebounds in there. Up the near side, this is Cannon. Cannon leans in, can't shoot. Hands it off instead to Monin. Monin kicks it back out. Now gets the pass back to the baseline, drives, and he can't get it. And the rebound picked away by Rammel inside. Rammel comes away with it himself. Will bring it into the front court. Rammel comes near side. Patch fires a three. And in it! His first points of the night. And we've seen, well, I guess you taught him that shot well. He hit it well. Lead goes back to Fort Recovery. That's sixth lead change. Out front, here's a drive, here's a scoop shot, good. That was quite the shot by Hudson Hill, and he ties the ball game at 32. Neither of these teams is pulling away from each other tonight. This is going to be your classic down to the last possession. Right side with it is Troy Holman. Holman almost lost it, did lose it, scrambled for the ball. It's a pile up at the 30-yard line. Oh, no, that's the other sport. But it's a ball is going to be called a tie-up, and it will likely, yep, it's going to go to Bradford. You had four guys piling up and just fighting for the ball.
I think that kind of shows both teams and their, you know, will to win tonight. That's exactly. You know, they're going after it. They're competing, playing hard, and that's why it's an enjoyable game.
Yes, It's intense, but we like intense. All right, 32-32 our score. 6 minutes and a couple of seconds to go here in the third quarter. Into the front court is Owen Cannon. Cannon, far side, over to Hill. Hill will bring it back out in front as Fort Recovery now tightens up the defense. They bring it back to Hill and around the perimeter. They look for a shot. They look to lob it down low. Here's a turn, 10-footer, good. And a nice shot in there by Parker Davidson. He's got eight. Give the lead back to Bradford by the score of 34-32. Indians with it. Patch on the near side, on the floor with it. Gives it back out in front. Hands it off to Leverett. Leverett, they go down low inside. We got a grabbing foul against the Railroaders. And I think that's going to be on Davidson. Yep. That is his first and the team's first. It'll be inbounded. Actually, team's first. There's a lob pass into Ramel. Ramel goes in the lane, leans in with the shot. No, but he'll be going to the free throw line.
Kel does a great job of drawing contact, going up through people, and giving himself a chance for an and-one. Unfortunately, didn't go in.
Landon Wills gets the foul. That's his second, team second. So Ramel's at the line. He'll shoot two, hits the first. 18 points now for Ramel. And he can tie it up if he hits them both, and he does. So he has 19, and there is our sixth tie of the night. 34 all, midway in the third quarter. Cannon, down to our right, will lob it down, gets it underneath. It's Willis, he's fouled on the way up, make it Davidson. Davidson just somehow got the ball up there to the rim and drew the foul. And the foul was called against Landon Post. It's his first and the team's first, but two shots coming.
Well, and Bradford is in a similar situation as us right now, which is why it's tied, is they have a real nice player that's 6'4 as well, and Parker Davidson, and, you know, we're guarding him with Landon Post.
Yep.
And, you know, he's just taking him inside, so, and he's a tough matchup.
Left-hander puts the first one in. He's got 9 points, shooting for double figures right here, and he's there. Hits them both, makes it 36-34 with the Railroaders back in the lead. 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Third quarter being brought to you by Cooper Farms. See them about job opportunities. They have lots of them. Out in front with it is Post. Here is Post coming to the near side. Looks, swings it now back out in front. This is Leverett and around the post. Down to Ramel up, and he got it again. Hung on the rim and finally fell in for him.
And that's what they switched to a 2-3 zone, and that's exactly what you want to do. You want to get it to the high post, and it helps that Daniel's 6'7", and can throw over the top to Kel.
He's got 21 now. Lob pass inside. They go, and a foul. Oh, and it went in. Somehow Davidson got that ball to go off the glass and in while being fouled. And he was getting clobbered from both sides. Now they'll give the foul to, did they call it Derrick's Toby? No, they called
Landon
it the post.
We actually had three guys on him, and I think all three guys fouled him.
Yeah, I know.
And he still got it up.
Take your pick. I don't know how he did it. Give him credit. He did.
Well, so, there's a reason why he averages over 20, and he's at 12 right now. So
yeah. He's got 12 right now, make it 13 as he hits the free throw. The and one makes it 39-36 in favor of Bradford. Out in front with it, here is Ramel, comes near side, back to Ramel, out on the wing. Ramel, high post to Patch. He'll fire the jumper, it's no good. Rebound taken away by Bradford. Racing up the far side is Hudson Hill. Hill's going to take it right down, shoot, miss, rebound. Indians will come away with it. Ramel comes up with it. Ramel now will bring it up court himself. Ramel brings it all the way down. He's going to go to the lane. He'll kick it near side post for three. No. Gets his own rebound. Drives to the hole. Puts it up and in. Followed his own miss and did it nicely. He's got five, and it's a one-point game at 39-38. The other way, Davidson. Now they bring it back out front to Cannon. Cannon will drive to the paint. Kicks it over to the far side. Gets it right back. He'll pop a three, and he'll hit it. He's a nice player, too. He's got seven. 42-38. I think this is the biggest lead that they've had all night. At the other end, shot is short by Patch.
Rebound by Bradford. They race down. They'll come to the near side. Cannon another three. And he hit another one. Back-to-back triples. And all of a sudden, it's a seven-point game, 45-38. You're right, they can score in a heartbeat. Indians now look to try and get something. They're going to take a timeout. 2 minutes and 56 seconds to go, third quarter. It's now Bradford 45 and Fort Recovery 38. Your third quarter being brought to you by Cooper Farms. See them today about employment opportunities. That's Cooper Farms.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Well, just when it was starting to look safe, when Fort Recovery had a nice little four-point lead, boom, boom, and boom again, here come the Railroaders. You said it, they can score from anywhere at any time, and they score it very quickly.
Yeah, and right now they're all coming in threes, either three-point line or and-one opportunities inside with Davidson. And, you know, when they can score like that, they're tough to guard.
Yeah, Cannon hits a three. Fort Recovery misses a three. Cannon gets it, takes it all the way down, hits another three. All that within about 12 seconds.
You're seeing the pace that they want to play at.
Yeah.
And obviously this is kind of why we're trying to walk it up a little bit, because we don't want to play at that pace. So
now the nice news is there's still 2:56 to go in the third quarter. There's still a lot of basketball to play. But it's just you cannot let them keep making these runs like this, or you're going to be in serious trouble. All right, Indians will have it following the timeout. Now down seven, their biggest deficit of the night. Ramble out in front. Gets it off on the far side to Holman. Holman goes down low. Patch. Now they cross-court it. They go over on the far side to Post. Post, nowhere to go with it. Bounce pass to Holman. Holman trapped in the corner. Back out in front, it goes to Post. Now out front to Ramble. Ramble will stop, pop a 15-footer and hit it. Two more for Ramble. He's got 23. 45-40. Now here is Bradford getting it down there in a hurry. Back out front, Cannon, another three. Way short, may have been partially blocked. Rebound to the Indians. Ramble, who I think blocked it, takes it all the way down near side, cross-courts it. They get it out to Patch. Patch now Ramble, takes it into the lane, goes across the way. Indians with it out in front, and here is Holman. Holman across the way to Post. Post looking. Post wants to drive. Post looking for an opening. Gets it off to Patch. Patch, back door to Post, and he's fouled. Just a little shove defensively. And that foul will be called against Owen Cannon. That's his second and the third team foul against Bradford. So no free throws. Here's the inbounds pass. They'll lob it into Patch. Patch will turn around, hook it up and in. Hard to guard 6'7" when you're not.
No, and he uses body well.
He does.
Because he has a massive body, but he used it well to spin and create some space.
45-42. Bradford just now into the front court. These two teams have really picked up the tempo. Here's a backdoor play inside, and the basket finally rattled in for Tucker Miller. His sixth, 47-42. Indians now, I mean, they're getting the offense going. Just they need to get some defensive stops, which they haven't been able to. Here is Ramel. Gives it near side to Post. Back to Ramel. Ramel backing his way in. Cross-courts it to the baseline. Jumper on the way from the side. It's no good. Rebounded by Bradford. Bradford now will bring it away. Five-point lead for the Railroaders with a minute to go, third quarter. Look in the near side to Cannon. Cannon out on the perimeter, and they get close to him. Now they go high post. Back it goes to Cannon. He drives the lane, dishes it off. His man lays it in. Yeesh. I mean, he finds the open man and he distributes. Basket by Miller, and it's 49-42 Bradford. Under a minute to go here in the third quarter. A big run here by Bradford, almost thrown away out front. Down to 30 seconds. Near side, driving. They go to Post, Post, back out in front. Ramble, Ramble, oh, threw it away. Tried to lead Daniel Patch and led him too far and threw it out of bounds.
And now Bradford, with 20.7 seconds to go here in the third, has a chance to make it even worse late in the third. Coming out for Fort Recovery is Rex Leverett, and he'll be replaced by Dews. So Dews will go back in for him, Alex Dews. 20.7 seconds to go. It's a 7-point lead for Bradford. Here come the Railroaders. Our side, they almost throw it away. Here's inside the cut. The man is knocked loose. Oh, and a foul. Foul against the Indians. There was some contact out front. And the foul's called against Landon Post. That's his third.
That was a lot of ball. You could hear that from up here.
I know. There was some contact, as I said, but a lot of it on the ball. You're right. Out in front. They'll give a long one to Clinton, and he missed it. Rebounded by the Indians. Down to three. Down to two. Ramel, his ball is deflected, and that's the end of the third quarter. At the end of three, it is Bradford 49 and Fort Recovery 42. Don't go anywhere. Fourth quarter is yet to come. Third quarter sponsor tonight, that is Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation. Their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Well, we head to the fourth quarter, and, Brian, to tell you, you give up 21 points in the third quarter, and you only score 13, you're in trouble. And that's where the Indians kind of sit right now. You see some of their shots coming up short, but, I mean, Bradford just looks fresh as all get out. I mean, they seem like they have a little more energy, but now it's where Fort Recovery's just got to dig deep.
Yeah, you know, you get a little more energy when you see your shots go through the hoop. That usually boosts the defensive intensity up a little bit more. You know, right now we're kind of struggling a little bit on both ends. Our shots are short, and because of that, we're not playing with that enthusiasm and intensity on defense that we had. And against a good high-scoring team like Bradford is, you can't take a break on the defensive end. So
here we go to the fourth quarter. I'll tell you, Cale Ramel's doing his part. He's got 23 tonight to lead all scorers, but needs some more support. Indians have the ball to start the fourth quarter. Inside they go to Ramel. He will drive, puts it up. He didn't get the roll, but he did draw the foul. He wanted the and one, you can tell that, but he'll have to settle for two free throws. And the foul against Bradford is called against Tucker Miller, which is his second. So Ramel misses a free throw. And now when you're down, you can't afford to miss free throws.
No, you can't. You want the clock stopped and the chance to score, which it is, and we just got to be able to cash in on these.
Second one up, and he missed them both. Wow. To me, that has to be a little fatigue.
Deflating a little
bit,
actually.
Yes, that too. Here's a drive, kick out, a drive to the hoop. They'll kick it to the near side, looking for a better shot. Back out in front, it is Cannon. Cannon now backs out of there with it. He'll reset the play. Cannon still on the drive. Works it over on the far side to Hill. Now back to Cannon. He drives. Gives it off out front. Here is Harleman. Harleman down low. Turnaround by Davidson. No good. Deep rebound by the Indians. They're off and running and then turn it over. But then a traveling violation against Bradford. So it's mistake followed by mistake followed by mistake. But it all ends well for the Indians because they get the ball.
I don't know if I've ever seen that action right there either. A steal, a tip away, a steal, and a turnover for over and back.
Bad news, good news, bad news. Okay, yep. We got the ball. All right, here's Ramel. Feeds it across to Dews, and Dews and Post play it off at the far side. They really could use a three, any kind of a score. Backdoor play, Post up and in. Check it, Dews. Dews was the man who got it. He's got six. It's 49-44. We're in the fourth quarter. A drive the other way. A bank shot. No good. Ramel the rebound. Lots of contact. No whistle. And the rebound now comes away. And a three missed by Bradford. Rebounded by Fort Recovery.
Over on the far side, post a long one. It won't go. Rebounded by the Indians. Dews will give it off to Rammel. Rammel will fire a long one, and he's in and out. And the rebound comes away to Bradford.
That'd have been a big bucket for the Indians.
It sure would have been. Up the court come the Railroaders. Here is Cannon, turning, spinning, fadeaway jumper is no good. Fight for the rebound, picked up by the Indians. They'll finally get it back up court. Troy Holman with the rebound. Just over 6 minutes to go in the ball game. Court recovery down by five. A long three is no good for the Indians. Ball knocked loose, taken away by Bradford. Here they come. Long lead pass, on down to the hole of collision. Basket goes in and counts the basket. Oh. Now that's really frustrating.
Yeah, that's a backbreaker. We have a three go in and out for us to cut the lead down, and all of a sudden it goes from that to now it's a chance for them to make a three-point play on an and one, and also picks up Landon Post fourth foul.
Yeah, the basket by Hudson Hill. The free throw is good. So now the deficit is up to eight at 52-44. Just over 6 minutes to go. The Indians have gone ice cold from the field. Need a basket. Then a few defensive stops. Out front with it. They lob it inside to Rammel. Rammel in the corner. Dews, let's go with three. Hit it! That's what they needed there. Alex Dews with a three-pointer. 52-47. Now to get the defensive stop and get the ball back. Cannon drives to the baseline. Kicks it back out. Out to an open teammate who fires and misses badly. Ball loose, picked up inside. Wills misses it. Rebound fought for, taken away inside, and then a foul that's going to should be called. A foul is going to be called against Bradford as Harleman and Holman were going at it, just shoving each other and throwing elbows. But I agree with the call that the worst violator was Harleman.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what got in after that and what preceded all that, but just got to play right now.
Yeah, 15 foul against Bradford. Indians with the ball, again, needing a basket. Any kind. They're down by five. Here is near side, driving. Jumper on the way from 10, no good. Battle for inside, loose, out of bounds. They'll keep it in the hands of the Indians. Rammel put up a five-footer. It wouldn't go, and the putback was no good. And now the Indians from the baseline will have it. 5:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Indians trail by five. Lob pass almost thrown away. Rammel had a leap to get it. Rammel looks to drive. He turns, gets it out to Post. Post out at the top of the key. Bounce pass down to Rammel. Rammel backs his way down, gets it off from the corner. Here is Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller almost threw it away. Driving is Dews. Far side with it. Here's Holman. He'll pull up for the jumper, and it won't go. Rebound knocked out of bounds, and knocked out of bounds by the Indians.
That's a tough break because Riggs and Kell both went for the ball and just hit it out of each other's hands.
Yep. So the ball goes back to Bradford. We're down to 4:41. Both of these teams are going to be tired tonight. They've earned a good night's sleep, all of them. Here's Bradford, and now what do we got? Turnover. No, timeout. Timeout called with 4 minutes and 33 seconds to go. It is Bradford 52 and Fort Recovery 47. We're back after this on Jay Country 101.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hard-working, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
4 minutes, 33 seconds to go in regulation.
Bradford leads Fort Recovery 52-47. Railroaders with the basketball. Out in front with it. Here is Cannon trying to get inside what looks to be, what now, about a 2-1-2, 1-3-1. They're trying to tighten up the defense to prevent the outside shooting. Lob pass to the corner. Wills now comes near side. Cannon down low. Double pump. Shot on the way. Won't go. Fight for the rebound out in front. Taken away by the Indians. Pass in, stolen right back by Cannon in the backcourt. Cannon got the loose pass and brings it back up the floor. He'll kick it far side. Over it goes to Davidson. Can't get a shot. They'll bring it back out and reset it. Now it's to Cannon. Under 4 minutes to go in this one. Near side, here's Davidson for three. Way short. Rebound, and that's a foul inside that's going to be called against Bradford. Tucker Miller clearly over the back and gets his third foul, 16 foul. So no free throws yet. So the Indians get the possession back. Now just got to score. It's getting harder and harder to score. Fatigue setting in on both sides, and the defense just each time down the floor just seems like it's notched up an extra degree.
Yeah, you can tell right now both teams understand the intensity and the moment in this game, and it's playing that way.
Far side it goes to Daniel Patch, and Patch goes into the corner. Here is down they go to Ramel. He's double-teamed, leans in, backdoor play. Ball lost away and picked up by Bradford. They just slapped away a loose ball. Into the front court in a hurry. Almost, there's a collision out way out front, and that'll go against the Indians. It slowed down a potential fast break, but still.
Unfortunately, that's Landon's fifth.
Oh, and he just did. He just fouled out. So Post will foul out. He finishes with 5 points, but he's gone with 3 minutes and 20 seconds to go. So it will be no free throws yet. That's just the fifth team foul against the Indians. Back out front. Here's Cannon driving. Gets it out. And now wait a second. We had a lucky break there for Fort Recovery. A three was put up and was in, but clearly a whistle had blown and a timeout was called. 3:13 to go. 52-47. Bradford leads. We're back after this word. Jay Country 101 WPGW Portland.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
3 minutes, 13 seconds to go here in regulation. A 5-point lead for Bradford, 52-47. Our level of scoring has seriously dropped off here in the last few minutes. The defense just cranks up even tighter. Railroaders with it. They're into the ball. Cannon dumps it down low to Davidson. Now back to Cannon. Cannon will cross-court it. They go to the far side along the baseline. Ball is kicked out of bounds, and it's touched last by the Indians. Just under 3 minutes to play. Can Fort Recovery find a way to dig deep and pull out a win? Here's the inbounds pass from the baseline. Way out in front. Almost stolen. Ball knocked loose. Scramble for the ball. And now what do we got? A foul called or a timeout? Oh, a foul was called against the Indians.
That's probably the right call right there. Troy dove in and kind of dove in under the kid and pushed him probably a little bit.
16 foul. And the foul against Troy Holman was his second. So no free throws. All that took off the clock was about 10 seconds. So now it will be inbounded by the Railroaders. They get it into Cannon. Cannon goes over on the far side. Gets it off to Hudson Hill. Hill back out in front. Now they go to Davidson, and Davidson looks inside. They work it over in the far perimeter. Nowhere to go, and back to Cannon. Really getting intense defensively here. Here is Cannon. He looks, can't find anybody. Far side to Hill, back to Cannon. Cannon gives it up out front. They'll give it off to Miller. Now they work the perimeter. They look, and good defense by Fort Recovery. Good patience by Bradford's
playing into their hands right now because they're being patient because they want to take some time off the
clock. Here's a ball knocked loose and stolen by the Indians. Collision and a whistle and a pileup.
And what is going to be called here? Did the Indians get the got the ball, apparently, and a timeout was called.
I think knocked it out.
So a timeout was called by the Indians, but it looks like the Indians are going to get the basketball. So it's crazy. It happened right in front of us, and we were kind of blocked out on it. Well, we'll step out. Still 52-47. Don't go anywhere. We're back after this on Jay Country 101.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
52-47. We have been stuck on that score, it seems like, for half an hour. Of course, we've had all sorts of timeouts in the last half hour.
Yeah, you know, right now, Bradford had the ball, and so they're not in a hurry. You know, they have a five-point lead. They're comfortable taking some time off the clock. You know, our next foul for us, we're a sixth foul right now. We'll put them in a bonus, so they're okay running some clock. And so they're being smart. And, you know, unfortunately because of that, it's wasted some time.
Riggs Toby caused the ball to be stolen. He got it, and then they called a quick timeout to keep the possession. And so that's how the Indians have gotten the ball, now having trouble getting it in. They finally do get it in on the far side. Holman goes into Rammel. Rammel will kick it out to Patch for a three. Got it! Humongous shot by Daniel Patch. It's a two-point game, 52-50, with less than 2 minutes to go. Now you're down to anything, and anything can happen, and usually does. Cannon to the far side for Bradford. Gets it out front. They look. Backdoor play. Davidson leans in his shot. Won't go, and the rebound by the Indians. Pulled out of there by Leverett. Indians can tie or take the lead here with a minute 35 to go. Here is Rammel. Rammel at the free throw line. Goes to Leverett and back out front to Rammel. Rammel to Leverett to the baseline. Patch, another three, way off the mark this time. You can see that one. Oh, but then lost out of bounds by Bradford. Hill had it and just bounced it off his toe out of bounds. So with a minute and 24 to go in regulation, the Indians have it from their own baseline down two. This has overtime written all over it. I just can tell you that.
Well, right now we need to get the ball to 22 in purple.
I agree. Here's the lob to Rammel. Rammel goes up and no. Got the rebound. Goes back up and scores. Tie game. He didn't get the first one. He did the second. He's got 25. We're tied at 52 and timeout Bradford. My goodness. First the three-pointer by Patch. Then a turnover. And then a basket by Rammel. And we have a 52-52 tie. Bradford's going to have the ball. We're just going to keep it right here. All right, if you're Bradford, I'm guessing they're going to run some clock down. Either try and drive in, get a foul, because they'll either be in the one-and-one, or if they're shooting, two shots. But who knows? Now, what if you're Fort Recovery, though?
Well, if you're Bradford, I'm taking one shot. We're winning it, or we're going to overtime. Usually at home, overtime favors you. If you're Fort Recovery, I think you play it straight, man. I mean, just come out and play it. You're going to probably let it go down. I don't know. I mean, the next foul is bonus. I mean, unless you think that you can foul someone who's going to miss some free throws and you have a chance to take the last shot to win it and not let them be in that position, then, you know, go for that. So
both teams have two timeouts remaining. Both teams have 16 fouls. So now, with a minute and 11 seconds in regulation, we are tied at 52, and Bradford has the ball from underneath their own basket. It's been a whale of a game tonight. All right. Actually, it's from the side court. They'll throw it in. They'll throw it out in front, and here is Cannon. Cannon, in no hurry, walks it into the front court. Cannon, being guarded closely. He looks inside. 1 minute to play in regulation. Here's the ball near side. Davidson and back out front to Cannon. Cannon out at center circle. He looks. We're down to 50 seconds. He goes near side. Trapped with it is Davidson. Back in front. They go. It is to Cannon. Cannon still with it with 40 seconds. Cross the court. Driving is Hill. Hill. Offensive foul! There wasn't a whole lot of contact there, Brian, but my goodness.
He extended the forearm on him.
That's the thing. It was just so blatant that there was movement with that forearm. That's where your foul is. Now, no free throws because it was an offensive foul. But all the Bradford fans are not happy with that call. What a break for Fort Recovery. I mean, big time break. 38.4 seconds to go. Now, if you're Fort Recovery, go for one shot.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. At this point, you don't want them to have a chance to win the game. You go for one, you get the ball, get some movement, get some action going where you're getting the ball in Nikhil Ramos' hands, hopefully somewhere on the block. And I think you let him try to go to town. And if you don't, you have a kick out maybe for Daniel for a three, or throw it right back into Kel inside.
38.4 seconds to go. Fort Recovery has two timeouts. And Bradford has one timeout. The Indians are now in the bonus because of that last foul. But like I say, it was an offensive foul, so no free throws. So both teams would be shooting a bonus. What a game this has turned out to be tonight. 38.4 seconds to go in regulation. 52-52. Eight ties, seven lead changes.
Well, this is a great game early in the year for us. You know, a chance to go down the wire. We get a chance to see for us, you know, what we want to do and kind of establish kind of our mentality going forward in close games. So
now Rammel's going to throw it in from the far sidelines. 38.4 seconds. Here it goes. It comes into Homan. And Homan will walk it up, and they look like they might try to trap him as he crosses the timeline. He cross-courts it to Patch. Patch down to 30 seconds. Goes near side. In the corner. They get it down low. Rammel. Did he step out of bounds or call timeout? He was going to be trapped in that corner. So they used the timeout with 23.8 seconds to go. So really nothing happened there except where you're taking the ball out and the fact that both teams are down to one timeout remaining.
Well, we threw it to a corner, which is what you don't want to do,
yeah.
Especially when they're starting to kind of show trapping signs anyway. And the only thing it really did was it took a timeout away from us, which could be crucial here in the next 23 seconds.
But the thing is, you know, every day, I'm sure, they practice these kind of situations. Teams are practicing situations every day. Okay, so much time on the clock. Even score, down one, down two, whatever. So you've worked on something like this during practice. Now you just try to remember back and refresh their memory. Okay, here's what we do in this situation. The thing is, though,
it's pretty simple. You get it to number 22, who has 25 of your 52 points, and you let him kind of make a decision at the end.
I can sum it up this way. Give the ball to him, you score. That's it.
I won a lot of games doing that, so.
Simple is good. All right. It'll be thrown in from the baseline by Troy Homan. 23.8 seconds to go. Don't go anywhere, folks. Here comes the inbounds pass. They look. They lob it. It is to Rammel. Rammel goes up. Nobody got fouled. They went for the score right away. Put the pressure on the home team. So now it's two shots. They say he was in the act of shooting. And I agree with that. The foul.
Yeah, I don't know if I like going with that with 21 seconds, though, because now we got to hit free throws.
Yep. Rammel missed it. One more. He can still put his team back ahead. Not that long ago, they were down eight, but still, there's 21.3 seconds. Rammel on the way. Got that one. 53-52. Here comes Bradford, under 20 seconds. Cannon with it out front, down to 15. Cannon looking. Cannon down to 12, down to 10, and a timeout. 10 seconds exactly in regulation. It is Fort Recovery 53 and Bradford 52. I don't know, they must have saw something on the inbounds pass, Brian, to see that, you know, they could get it to Ramble. So it was a case of, you know, they thought they might have to pass around and then get to it, but they saw an opportunity right there.
Well, we've been running that cross screen and lob pass all night with Daniel and Kel, and you know they have not defended it well. So that it was just a simple play, just cross screen, throw the lob, let him go up because he's bigger and more athletic, and let him go get it. And at that point, you catch it, you're 3 feet, 4 feet from the bucket, and you know he had four guys on him, hanging on him, so. It had to be a shooting foul for one, but they were complaining about, at least their fans,
yeah.
Which is an obvious call.
Now.
So it would have been nice if they hit that first free throw, but right now we got to get a stop. Rely on your defense.
10 seconds. Bradford out of timeouts. Fort Recovery has won. It's a one-point lead for Fort Recovery, 53-52. Here we go. The inbounds pass. It will come underneath. They go. They got a man. He makes it. And now a timeout by Fort Recovery. They got the pass right down to the man. They had it clogged up. And it was Davidson, a reverse layup. And it happens with 6.1 seconds. Now, of course, the Indians have to go the length of the court to get a shot. They can do that.
Yeah, and that's where that timeout would have been handy because you could have threw it to half court, called a timeout, and gave yourself a little bit better position with more options. So, now they can double you full court and do some things like that to get the ball out of Kel's hands and some other stuff.
Everybody's out of timeouts. 54-53 Bradford with 6.1 seconds to play. And nobody's heading to the exits yet. I wonder why. What a game those has been.
Yeah, it's been a great game.
So here we go. The Indians will have to come the length of the court. Doesn't matter if it's a three or a two. It would win it if it goes in. Gonna have to stand up so I can see. Everybody in front of me is taller. All right, Indians will throw it in. Holman will throw it in. Looks. Gets it to Rammel. Rammel into the front court. Rammel stops. A three. Oh, it's in and out. Put back up. Good. It counts. It counts. It counts. Fort Recovery wins it on the putback. Unbelievable. The shot by Rammel went in and out. I didn't even see who hit it.
Rex Leverett with the putback.
Russ Leverett was able to grab it and just get it out of his hands. And the official was adamant that's a good shot. And Fort Recovery wins it. Talk about your buzzer beater. Holy cow. 55-54. And now, you want to know something that's icing on the cake? That was Rex Leverett's only basket of the night.
That might have been his first basket of the year, actually.
Oh, my goodness. 55-54. A buzzer beater here in Bradford tonight. Your final score, Fort Recovery, 55, and Bradford, 54. That was a whale of a ball game. We're going to step out, catch your breath. We'll come back in just a minute here on J Country 101.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Kelp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Sleep Lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from, and we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose a perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today, yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
A lot of land comes with a lot of work. The Kubota MX Series has a lot to offer. Part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup, rated number one for reliability, they feature the versatility to mow, move hay bales, grade roads, and clear brush and snow. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, back here in Bradford, and everyone's still shaking their head and catching their breath and going, oh, my goodness, but probably nobody more than Coach Bobby Leverett. Coach?
Yes, sir.
For which are you more proud, as coach or dad right now?
I'll tell you, both, I guess. I mean, our guys didn't quit. They just, we just kept battling. We got big stops when we needed to down the stretch. We just had an opportunity at the end there. We knew we had 6 seconds to go the length of the court, which is a long time. Cale, they collapsed on Cale, which you could see it was going to happen. Give credit to our other guys. They went and got a rebound, and Rex tipped it in at the end there. So, yeah, just incredible.
You know, when he put that shot up, I looked over immediately at the official behind him, who was very adamant, it's good, and it goes in, game over. But, I mean, that's the kind of game it was tonight.
Yeah, it was going to come down to the wire. When we got down, was it eight? I thought, man, this is going to be tough to come back. But in a way, they kept kind of shooting us in it. They didn't really take the air out of the ball when they got up eight, which is something that I probably would have done being on the road. But, yeah, they kept shooting us in it, and we got stops, and we got some good scores down the stretch.
Now, about 23 seconds to go. You have the ball out down here underneath the basket.
Yep.
You lob it in. And instead of using a little time, you go right to the basket.
Yeah, I thought that we could just come down. We knew they were going to go to 12 to the Davidson kids. So I thought, hey, let's score. Let's let our defense get a stop at the end. And that was the route we wanted to go with. I didn't want to get it in a chance turning it over. So let's go for a score right away.
This is the type of game that can really build a team that's a young team.
Right.
And especially early in the season like this.
Yeah, we've got, like I said earlier this year, we've got four juniors that haven't played any varsity time, So they're still getting acclimated to the speed and the physicality of it. And they're coming along, obviously. This is a big win. This is a nice team. We're getting there. Baby steps, but we're getting there.
Two games this weekend, and Cale Ramla gives you only 54 points in two nights.
Well, we'll take it from him, I guess. I'm kind of expecting a little more, maybe if we can get some free throws out of him. But, hey, we will take 54 any night of the week.
But it was just that kind of a game. I had it with 10 lead changes, 8 ties. Nobody led by more than the 8 points
right
when it was there. But it was just two teams that didn't want to lose.
Right. And early on, I told our guys at halftime, hey, this is Saturday night basketball. You're dead tired. Who's going to be the tougher team here at the end? And, I'm not saying that we were tougher than them by any means, but, we had the last chance to win it, and that's probably what it needed to be.
And the best part? It makes that long bus ride home a lot shorter.
Everybody's going to sleep good tonight and enjoy their day off tomorrow.
Well, I'll tell you, it was a great win for you tonight. I mean, you get a tough game last night on the road in
right
the conference. You come down here tonight with virtually, no real time to prepare for them. Just go out and play your darndest, and they did.
Yep.
And, boy, it took
everybody doing a lot of little things tonight.
It did. We got some great minutes from our bench, and that's what we've said early on when we've played like Laramie, for instance. We didn't get much help from the bench, you know, so we've kind of challenged those guys to, you know, start stepping up. We can get 2 to 6 points from those guys. That really goes a long way with Daniel and Kale and Landon doing their thing.
Well, Coach, you know, I would ask you about next weekend, but I don't think you want to even think about that right now.
We're not going to worry about next weekend until Monday.
Congratulations. That's a heck of a win, and
enjoy it. Thank you.
All right. Coach Leverett, he and Coach Patch exchanging handshakes here, and I tell you, that was a heck of a game.
Yeah, it was fun. You know, like he said, two good teams playing, and, you know, we gave ourselves a chance at the end, and it kind of felt like that at one point. Whoever had the ball at the end was going to have a chance to win it, and fortunately for us, we were the ones at the end that had it. So
it almost seemed like instead of December the 10th, this was almost like March the 10th. This was a tournament basketball.
Yeah, well, how to have an atmosphere like that. You know, in Bradford, I was talking with Coach Sagister from Tri-Village, who we play next Friday, and he was in here, you know, watching because this is a conference opponent for them, plus they play us. And, you know, he was just like, hey, they're expecting them to be a really good team this year. And so, you know, it'll be interesting to see how this game goes. And I think we responded on the road. You know, Friday night game, Tuesday night game, possibly this is a different situation for us. But coming on a Saturday night after a conference game, you know, this is a big win for us against a good team.
And 3 wins in 5 nights.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a test of body and mind.
Right. And, you know, they're 17, 18-year-old kids. And, you know, they're out here, you know, trying to play hard and not make mistakes. And, you know, sometimes it's a mental thing for them more than physical. And that little fatigue and hit the wall. And, you know, these guys responded well. And, I know the coaches do a great job of, you know, checking with the guys, like, hey, are you getting your rest? You know, taking care of your bodies? Do we need to cut practice back a little bit tonight? You know, how are you feeling? Those type of things. And, you know, they responded well. So,
all right. Well, Brian, great working with you, especially with a game like that. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was. You know, it seems to make up for our first game that was kind of blah working together. So,
yeah.
You know, this one added a little more excitement to it there, Ed.
Yeah, those last second 1-point buzzer beaters beats a 44-point blowout by any means. Thanks and have a good week.
Yep, thanks for coming. Appreciate it.
All right. That is Daniel Patch. The Indians win it tonight in a thriller, 55-54 on Rex Leverett's put-back basket at the buzzer. Heck of a game. We had 8 ties. We had 10 lead changes. The Indians, though, get the win to improve to 4-1 on the season. They were led by Cole Rammel. He had 26 points. Rammel with 26. 8 points for Daniel Patch. 9 points for Alex Dews. 5 points for Landon Post before he fouled out. 3 points for Reese Guggenbiller. Also, Troy Homan had 2 points. And 2 for Rex Leverett. His only basket of the night came at the final horn, but it was the biggest one because it was the game winner. For Bradford tonight, nice balance, and this is a good little club. They were led by Parker Davidson, who had 15 points. Owen Cannon had 10, 4 for Landon Willis, 8 for Tucker Miller, 4 for Landon Monin, 9 points for Hudson Hill, and 4 for Zage Harleman. It was 16-13 Bradford at the end of the first quarter. Halftime, it was 29-28 Fort Recovery by 1. Third quarter, though, Bradford had taken control and led 49-42 after 3 quarters. But the Indians rally, pull it out with that win. The miss by Cale Rammel and then the putback by Rex Leverett at the buzzer, giving the Indians the win 55-54. Junior varsity game tonight, won by Fort Recovery, much easier, I might add. 76-35 was that final this evening. Doesn't get much better than that. A 1-point buzzer beater on the road to make the trip home a lot shorter. And we hope that you are safe this weekend. And congratulations to the Indians. A great one tonight. They win it by a score of 55-54. An exciting one, to say the very least. Our thanks to Nate Chrisman back at the studio for all running the controls. And we thank you for joining us here on WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana. And we will look forward to seeing you next time. The Indians win it 55-54. I'm Ed Thurman. Thanks for listening. And good night from Bradford, Ohio. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio. We'll be right back.